You're listening to Juno Afternoon. It's just about 20 minutes to the top of the hour. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and I'm here with my next guest, Jesse Post, UAS Alumni and Friends Association, and Julie O'Brien, owner of Firefly Kitchens in Seattle. Welcome both of you to the show.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi, thanks.
I'm really excited to talk about why you're here today, Julie and Jesse. But first, Jesse, you're the UAS Alumni Relations Manager. Tell us briefly about the Alumni and Friends Association.
Yeah, well, UAS Alumni and Friends, like the title, you don't have to be a alum of UAS to be part of our membership. It's very inclusive, and we invite community members and everyone to join as a member. And we get to put on great events and programming throughout the year for alums and our community.
I am not an alum, but I am a friend.
That's great. That's wonderful.
And Julie O'Brien, I understand you are a UAS alumni. So thanks for coming up from Seattle.
It's great to be here.
Tell us, what is Firefly Kitchens?
So Firefly Kitchens is an 8.5-year-old natural fermentation, wild fermentation company down in Seattle. And I began it about 8.5 years ago, and we're going strong and having fun educating people about the wonders of fermented foods.
Great. I have some more questions about that, but first I want to play a little video from your website just because it really brings out the passion you have for kraut.
Kraut really is a superfood. Everybody should eat this food every day. These foods are pure probiotic brilliance. One of the biggest health benefits is that extra bacteria onto your system that is going to go in and assist your digestion in just about every way possible. I like to add my kraut to everything. And I'm always trying to encourage people, oh, just wrap it in your burrito or, you know, throw it on your eggs. It's just going to add this bright, fresh crunch. I feel like kraut really can make a difference in everybody's life.
That's great. That kind of says it all. Changing lives through fermented foods. Okay, so tell us a little bit more about why you love kraut.
Well, it's funny because I was born and raised in Juneau. I took off like half of us do after we graduate and explored, went to a couple different colleges, ended up back here safe and sound at home, and finished up college at UAS. And then ended up traveling and pursuing I wanted to become a pilot and was working for Alaska Airlines. After a long journey, ended up in Seattle, bought a house, remodeled it, found a nutritional therapy class, and it changed my life at age 40 because I learned about these foods that have been around forever but are loaded with probiotics and enzymes. And when I was taking this course, my father was going through colon cancer. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, How come these foods aren't out there? How come everybody isn't talking about this? How come this isn't an alternative to what they're talking about for natural healing? So it really was, I sort of joke, it was a little bit of a midlife crisis discovering it. And then I just started making it, and people were like, oh, my God, this is so good. I didn't know kraut could taste so good. But non-pasteurized kraut is what's really good, and that's the healthy kraut, and that's what we're here to talk about and teach tomorrow.
Yeah. What does make fermented food so good for you? You mentioned enzymes and
probiotics, prebiotics, yeah. Fiber, all sorts of trace vitamins and minerals. And it's really this month-long fermentation process. It's a natural process that happens. And that, you know, good things take time, just like whiskey and cheese and wine and it's charcuterie, chocolate, coffee, all those things that just take time to make. That's where you get that umami and that really good flavor, that mature taste that comes along with it.
I'm getting hungry. How's fermentation different from pickling? It sounds like it's the length
Absolutely.
Of time it takes.
Absolutely. That's a great question. Thanks for asking. Pickling is sort of forcing a flavor on something through an acid like vinegar and so many of the things that are pickled. And then it's often heated to protect it. Or put into a refrigerator. But natural fermentation is just your basic veggies, and we always use organic veggies because I'm like, you don't want to stick a bunch of, you know, pesticides in a jar and let them do crazy things, you know. So you start off with your veggies and you have a little salt. Salt keeps the bad bacteria at bay while the good bacteria have time to multiply. And that's the naturally occurring organisms that come on cabbage or veggies.
Have you tried any of the product, Jessie?
I haven't gotten a chance to try some of her products, but I think I will here later today. We're also going to be at Amalga Distillery. We'll have a meet and greet with Julie, but it's also an opportunity for University of Alaska alums to network and just have a chance to meet each other, kind of an informal networking opportunity. And then Julie's going to have, I think, some samples and showcase just some of her beautiful products, and we'll be there to talk about the Alumni Association and UAS.
They are truly beautiful products. That little clip I played was a video from the website, and anybody can go on and check that out. They look so pretty. What great color. And it's not just sauerkraut. You've got kimchi. You've got those
yin-yang carrots, right? Well, and the beautiful thing is they are very beautiful to look at, and they're very vibrant. But, you know, for years I've been, you know, we started off selling in the farmer's market, and now we, you know, we sell up and down the West Coast, and we're actually right here in the downtown Foodland store, which is very exciting.
Are you really?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so
Foodland.
Glad you mentioned that. I was like, I'm going to have to order something.
So the thing is these foods are so easy to use, and I've heard people for years saying, I know I should be eating them, but I just don't like them. And that is where I really get excited and love to inspire people about just throw it in your burrito. You can throw it in your salad or throw it in your blender and change the texture. And then you can stir it into your everyday favorites like hummus or guacamole or throw it in soup or salad. And it's really just it's just like a spoonful a day keeps the doctor away, or it keeps you regular. I mean, don't get me started on that, because I can go down a path people don't want to.
Well, let's talk about Fermentation 101, which is the workshop on campus this Friday, the 9th, tomorrow. So what time does it start, and what are you going to teach us?
Yeah. So tomorrow is the workshop that Julie's going to be leading, and it's actually at Shea Alaska Cooking School, but it's from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, and Julie's going to lead us through how to make sauerkraut.
You will actually get to make a quart of your own. We have cabbage and all sorts of spices and veggies, so you will walk away with a quart of whatever you create there. And then since it's a smaller, intimate group, we're going to have all sorts of – I'll have all of our stuff there to sample, and I'll probably make a smoothie, and we have tapenades and peanut sauce and a great brie cheese with apricot jam and ruby kraut on top of it. So it is really mouthwatering, and it's really – I always say I'm trying to put the sexy back in sauerkraut. I don't know if it was ever there, but it does taste pretty darn good.
Yeah, and there will also be – we've got – Julie's going to do some of the catering, which is great, and incorporate some of her ferments in there. But there will also be wine and kombucha, and so that's a – there's still a little bit of space left. We are a little limited on space, but, yeah, if people are interested, they can still sign up for that.
And is there information on the website? You can go online.
Yeah,
and check
so
it out.
If you Google UAS Alumni and Friends, we've got information about this event happening tomorrow. It's also a scholarship fundraiser for the alumni, UAS Alumni Scholarship. So any proceeds from the event will benefit UAS students. And that's just one of the central goals of the Alumni Association, is to be able to provide scholarships to students each year. They raise about $25,000 each year. So things like this that we host, you know, really, really inspire us to give back and provide some scholarships. So,
well, it sounds like a terrific event, and I'm sure you're going to have a great turnout. And very excited to know that I can sample the product and grab it at Foodland IGA.
Absolutely.
As well. And the meet and greet, again, is tonight, starts at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I guess you guys will be heading over there pretty soon.
Yeah.
At Amalga Distillery. So you can come and meet Julie and learn more about her fermented food products. And there will be samples.
Yes.
All right. Great. Well, Julie and Jessie, thanks so much for being here today. Jessie, is there anything else you want to talk about while you're here?
Sure. Yeah. I just thought it was really interesting. One of the first people to sign up for our workshop was Salt Chef Nell Utapa. So we have some amazing chefs that are coming to learn more about this this process. And then we also have V from V Cellar Door, and then Sarah Lewis, who teaches the UAF Cooperative Extension classes for pickling and all this type of stuff through UAF Cooperative Extension. So I just thought it's been a neat way to engage different people in the community, and just thought that was great.
Cool. I'm glad to hear that they're attending as well. They do a good kimchi over at V's.
Yeah. So. Well, and this food isn't a fad, you know. It's so funny because people accuse me of like, oh, you're just jumping. And I was like, I've been banging my head against the wall the last 12 years trying to get people excited about it. But it's a revival of something that's been around forever.
Yeah.
So it's great.
And yeah. Well, I love this stuff. So, I mean, it's such a great use for cabbage. Way tastier than anything I can cook on the stove.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you both again for being here today.
Thank you.
And good luck.